Welcome to a special Brick House game show episode of the Brick House podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. I love this idea. You told me that we should do this midweek, an all game show episode.
We're going to learn so much. We're going to compete head-to-head in five different sections, which we'll get to in a little bit. It was a super slow NBA news week, which is what inspired this idea.
Bob, don't say that. When David Lee signs with the Spurs, you know it is not a slow news
week. Oh, I didn't even hear that. Wow.
Is it so slow that we didn't even actually hear the actual news?
I've been pretty preoccupied watching the Vanessa Carlton Team USA video.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Carmelo Anthony was not interested.
Yeah, it's amazing how a guy who's 32 years old could look 75 on a plane with a bunch of 20-somethings.
Well, he is Grandpa Olympics at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
This is his fourth Olympics in a row? Or fifth? He played in 2004 as
4,
well.
8, 12, 16, yeah.
Okay, wow. The only other news came during these dog days of the NBA summer, and it's part of my conspiracy that it would come out on such a slow time in the NBA news cycle. I don't know if you heard, but the guy that Blake Griffin broke his hand on.
Yes.
Broke it on this guy's face last January, Matthias Testi.
Gone.
Kicked out of the Spurs, or out of the Clippers.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. They made up. What did they say? They were like brothers in arms, or I don't know, whatever they said. And then, sure enough, he's gone.
Obviously, they don't want him to be a distraction from the team next year. It is also Blake Griffin's last year under contract. And the idea being to release him in the middle of July. So by the time the team gets to playing basketball again in October, hopefully everyone will have forgot about him by then.
Yeah. To be honest, I forgot about him already. So by firing him, they made me remember it.
The real mystery is how many zeros were on the check that Steve Ballmer signed to keep this guy from taking his story to TMZ or one of the other trash news sites.
Yeah, well, more on that later.
The only other news was the great Amari Stoudemire not retiring, but moving to Israel to play for his brethren.
It was more of just an NBA retirement, I guess.
Right.
Sure.
And he signed a one-day contract with the Knicks so he could retire with the Knicks, which you and I were talking about is just clearly because James Dolan gave him a $100 million contract when the Suns wouldn't, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, that I think that was that. And I heard that Amari wanted to come back and play another year or play with the Suns, right?
They were getting the band back together. They got Dudley and Barbosa.
Yeah, but the Suns didn't want him. I mean, for a veteran's minimum, why not?
Pull him out there, sell some T-shirts, get some applause. It's not like the Suns are chasing a title next year.
Yeah, with Barbosa, Dudley, and Amari back, at least there's some fan. We can at least pretend it's 2010, Bob.
All right, well, let's get into this great big game show.
And now here's the host of your Brick House game show, Bob Johnson and Matt Baker.
Different sections, and then we'll get right into it. So there's going to be five sections with five questions in each, and whoever gets the most correct questions right per section will win that section. Whoever wins the most sections wins the game.
What do we win? Tell them what they've won, Bob.
Oh, we do have some nice new Brick House swag. We've got trucker hats and water bottles. So win or lose, Matt's going to get one.
But yeah.
But, I guess whoever wins gets to wear it to breakfast after the recording. How's that?
These are some nice trucker hats. They're almost Make America Great Again quality trucker hats.
Well, that's Day Creative Group for you. Dave Yurchuk. Thanks, Dave. So the sections that we have for today's game show are the following. Category number one, NBA players in film. Number two, coaches, owners, and execs. Category three, TMZ, the subtitle, Controversies and Scandals. Category 4, 2015, 2016, records and stats. I know Matt's going to kill me on that one.
Nah.
And the last section is Name That Fake Quote. My favorite.
Yeah, there's...
favorite part of the Brickhouse.
That was, that was the first category I did. And I like it.
Oh,
like
good.
It.
Well, we'll save the best for last. Let's get right into the first section. Matt, do you want to answer a question first or ask a question first? We'll go back and forth in each section.
It doesn't matter to me. I'll start off with, I'll ask first.
Give it to me.
Which one are we starting with here?
NBA players and film.
NBA players and film. Bob, what player and his alter ego makes an appearance in the TV show Family Matters, teaming up with Steve Urkel in a two-on-two game? Is it A, Shaq, B, Larry Johnson, C, David Robinson?
I'm going to go Larry Johnson.
That is correct. Larry Johnson as Grandma Ma.
Awesome.
And Steve Urkel, I believe, as his alter ego.
Nice.
Couple Stephon of nerdy Urkel.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Point Bob.
Do you have something to write this down with?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
All right. My question to you, Matt, true or false question. The movie White Men Can't Jump features an NBA player.
Oh, wow.
It's false. Definitely not Wesley Snipes. The correct answer is true.
Oh, man.
Marquise Johnson plays Raymond, the guy who goes to his car to get his gun, and he tries, you know, he gets hustled first by Billy and Wesley Snipes.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm going to go to my car, get my other gun, shoot everybody. He played in the NBA from 1977 to 89. It was a five-time All-Star, third pick in the 77 draft by the Milwaukee Bucks.
What college is it? Was he at UCLA? Or
I don't know. I didn't look up where he went to college.
Maybe I'm confusing him with a different person.
Marquise Johnson, Raymond. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I didn't realize he was a pro player. All right.
I'm already in a hole.
One to zero.
While shooting Thunderstruck.
Okay. Oh, I know this movie.
What did Kevin Durant say was the hardest part of the overall shoot?
The acting?
Is it A, saying more than two words on camera? B, waking up at 5 a.m.? C, purposely missing jump shots? Or D, the crafty junk food table?
I'm going to do purposely missing jump shots.
Oh, man, you are good.
All right.
Is that? Did you know that, or did that just seem to...
No, that seems like a KD kind of answer.
Yeah.
Before he turned villain this summer. Okay, two up. Another true or false question. The 1996 box office flop Celtic Pride...
Oh, I have it at the apartment.
It's about Celtic superfans Dan Aykroyd and Daniel Stern kidnapping basketball star Damon Wayans. Was written by Boston legend Dave Cowens. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
False is the correct answer.
Was that a Boston legend who wrote it?
It was written by Judd Apatow.
Oh, okay.
In 1996. He was pretty young then. Total domestic gross for Celtic Pride, $9 million.
What was the budget on that thing?
Budget? It wasn't available on the site I got this info. But just for comparison, White Men Can't Jump, which came out 3 or 4 years earlier, made $80 million.
Wow. That I remember seeing Celtic Pride in theaters, Bob.
Awesome.
I don't know how that shaped my childhood, but it...
I watched it last year for the 170th time.
Yeah.
Give me another one, Matt.
We have true or false. Blue Chips had a budget of $35 million, and it was actually able to exceed its budget and make $37 million.
True.
Oh, that's false. Oh. Blue Chips only racked in $23
million. Oh, wow.
Which is a little less than Shaq got paid to go to LSU.
Oh, I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to. Okay, in the movie Eddie, starring Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
She compares Spurs guard Avery Johnson to what animal? A, donkey, B, panther, C, cockroach, D, black mamba.
Donkey.
Donkey? No, the correct answer is cockroach, Matt. The quote from that line is Avery Johnson is standing next to Edwina, Whoopi's character, who's, you know, coaching.
Yeah.
And he says, this is just a publicity stunt for you. You're not a coach. To which Eddie says, you're not a player, looking like a little roach.
Man, that she'll get you. Edwina will get you. This is the first part, and then we have a bonus part.
Oh, okay.
Bob, name the five players who get their abilities stolen by the Monstars in Space Jam.
Oh, that's tough. Muggsy Bogues, Charles Barkley, Sean Bradley, Patrick Ewing?
Yes, one more.
Oh, who's the last guy? Is it Larry Johnson?
Oh, you got it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And as a quick bonus, can you name the five rappers in the hit classic Hit 'Em High, the Monstars anthem?
Definitely not.
Okay. Coolio, Busta Rhymes, LL Cool J, Method Man, and Be Real.
That's a pretty good starting five.
Yeah.
Which former player played a hacker named Fletcher in Bad Boys 1 and Bad Boys 2? A. Jack Haley, B. Dennis Rodman, C. Maurice Lucas, or D. John Sally?
John Sally.
John Sally is correct.
Yeah.
Is this the last question of this section?
This is the last one.
Okay.
Darius Miles has been in a few films in his day, but in The Perfect Score, who was his female co-star? A. Kate Beckinsale, B. Scarlett Johansson, C. Mila Kunis, or D. Natalie Portman?
Beckinsale.
Oof, Scarlett Johansson.
Damn it. Okay, Matt, so you can tie with the correct answer.
The pressure is on.
For this section. This is the dealer's choice section here, so you have to name the character. I'll give you the character of either Shaquille O'Neal or Anthony Hardaway's character in Blue Chips. If you can name either one of those, you'll get the points.
I can't name either of those.
Oh, well, they were Neon Boudreau and Butch McRae.
Amazing. I think I've only seen Blue Chips probably once in my life.
Oh, man, they're some of the best fake basketball names.
Neon Boudreau.
Neon Boudreau is Shaq's character.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right.
Do you think they forgot to name the character until they started shooting the movie? And they're like, oh, no, we need to come up with a name.
He's from Louisiana. He's going to LSU. Let's just make it a Cajun name.
Yeah, Neon Boudreau.
Okay, so Bob takes the NBA players and film section.
Man.
We'll get into the next category here, coaches, owners, and execs. True or false, James Dolan is the richest owner in the NBA?
I'm going to say true.
False.
Oh, Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer
is the
richest owner in all of professional sports. However, the Knicks have the highest valued NBA franchise at $3 billion. It trails only the Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, $4 billion. And then the Patriots and Yankees are each valued at $3.2
billion. Wow. Which owner does not own another sports franchise?
Okay.
A. Robert Sarver. B. Glenn Taylor, the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
C. Mark Lasry of the Bucks. Or D. Larry Tannenbaum of the Raptors.
I think it's Lasry. Bucks.
It is Lazarus.
Nice.
Man, no one knows owners quite like you.
Well, after last summer, yeah.
Yeah,
he's pretty new to the game. I mean, he just scammed his first stadium. So, I mean, he's a young guy.
He's there.
He's got his way to go.
Sarver just picked up Real Mallorca with Steve Nash a few months ago.
I thought he had a soccer team.
So, it looks like, from what I can tell, that they jumped in on a franchise that was hurting for money pretty badly.
Those were some tough. I thought for sure you'd have Paul Allen or Tom Benson in there, but
no, I wanted to make it.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, true or false again, Matt. George Karl has more career wins than any NBA coach.
Any current NBA coach?
No. George Karl is the winningest coach of all time in NBA history, true or false?
False.
False is correct.
Lenny Wilkins.
Number one all time is Don Nelson.
Don Nelson, right.
Yeah, last year George Karl passed Phil Jackson to bring him to fifth on the list for all time wins, but still ahead of him are Pat Riley, Jerry Sloan, Lenny Wilkins, and Don Nelson. Don Nelson has three more wins than Lenny Wilkins, so pretty close.
Bob, do you have paper there? I'm going to give you a mix and match, okay? You're going to have to you're going to have to match the GM with their first ever draft pick.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I like it.
So I'll give you the list of GMs here.
Okay.
Daryl Morey.
Uh-huh.
Kubchak.
Okay.
Ainge.
Uh-huh.
And Gar Forman.
Nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
Here are the players. Troy Bell, Aaron Brooks, Chris Jeffries, and James Johnson.
Oh, man, that is tough. I know Brooks is Morey, right? Aaron Brooks, Daryl Morey.
That's right.
Okay. Who is it? Bell? What's the guy's name?
Troy Bell.
Troy Bell. Jared, which Jeffries?
Chris Jeffries.
And what's the last guy?
James Johnson.
James Johnson. James Johnson is Foreman.
Yeah.
That means Troy Bell is Ainge and Kupchak is Jeffries.
Oh, wow. You got it.
Yeah.
I was proud of that question, and you did great.
That was really good. That was tough.
That was a great one.
Okay, Matt, multiple choice question for you. Which NBA owner may have the first self-funded aircraft to send humans to outer space? A, Paul Allen. B, Mickey Arison. C, Leslie Alexander. D, Jim Buss.
Well, I know Jim Buss spends most of his time in space.
Right. He's a space cadet.
Yeah, Paul Allen.
Paul Allen is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. He's the financial backer of Scaled Composite Spaceship One. During the spacecraft's successful attempt, they won some spacecraft prize in 2004. They're working on large plane private launches. You know, Paul Allen.
A spacecraft prize. I like everyone's...
It's like a science fair. Paul Allen just destroyed these fourth graders with this.
I like how everyone's getting in on the space race here. What's next? True or false? The first part is not the question.
Okay.
Tyronn Lue just signed a $35 million extension with the Cavs. True or false, that is more than he made in his entire playing career.
Whoa. I'm going to say true.
It is true. He only made $21 million in his playing career. So next year he will make a third of what he made as a player. That's crazy to think that a guy who played a long time in the NBA is about to have his biggest payday yet.
Wow. Thanks, LeBron. Okay, Matt. Of the last 10 people to win NBA Coach of the Year, how many are no longer a head coach in the NBA at all?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Of the last 10 people to win NBA Coach of the Year,
okay,
there are some of them that are no longer a head coach at all.
Man.
The question is, how many of the last 10 are no longer a head coach in the NBA? I'll give you some multiple choice options. A, 7, B, 2, C, 4, D, 5.
I know a few of them have switched teams. I'll say 4.
So close. The correct answer is 5.
Oh, no.
So NBA coaches... Of the past 10 that are still coaches, Popovich won twice.
Hornacek.
Budenholzer, Kerr, Thibodeau, Brooks. Did Hornacek win Coach of the
Year? Oh, maybe he just won Coach of the Month.
I think he was a runner-up. Coaches of the Year that are no longer head coaches in the NBA at all. George Karl just won in 2013. Mike Brown in 2009. Byron Scott, Sam Mitchell, and Avery Johnson.
Oh, man.
5 of the last 10 coaches of the year are not in the NBA. And if you included Thibodeau and Brooks, who just got new jobs, 7 of the last 10 coaches of the year have been fired.
So it's not really that big of an award.
It's pretty much a death warrant.
Yeah. who's the active coach with the most career losses? Who's the, did I phrase that correctly?
Active coach with the most career losses. Yeah.
Okay. Is it A, Greg Popovich, B, Rick Carlisle, C, Doc Rivers, or D, Mike D'Antoni?
Ooh, I feel like D'Antoni is just bait because you know I hate him. But I have to go for it. I'm taking the bait. D'Antoni.
The winners might be second of, on your list of coaches you don't like, but Doc Rivers.
Oh,
man. With 553.
Good question.
He's been coaching 4 years less than Pop and has about 70 more losses than him. That just shows you from pre-2008, he was just lost a ton of games.
Yeah, they lost a lot on the Magic.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, how many current NBA GMs have had their current job for 10 years or more?
Oh, man.
11, 9, 7, or 5? Current NBA GMs who have had their current job for 10 years or more.
10 years, that's a...
This is kind of coupled with, you know, their turnover in coaches is really high. But how many GMs...
With the same team. So they can't flop from GM position. It has to be with the same team.
Current job for 10 years or more. 11, 9, 7, or 5?
I'll say 7.
Correct answer is 9.
Oh, wow.
Those are Daryl Morey, Sam Presti, and Chris Wallace of the Memphis Grizzlies have all been at their job for 10 years now. Chris Wallace, fun fact, started as a scout making $25,000 a year. Danny Ainge and Ernie Grunfeld of Washington have each had their jobs for 14 years. One has done an amazing job. The other is Ernie Grunfeld. And then Buford has been with the Spurs for 15 years, R.C. Buford. Pat Riley's been with Miami for 22 years. And do you know who the longest tenured GM in the NBA is?
Bulls?
Mitch Kupchak.
Oh, Kupchak.
Been with the Lakers for 23 years.
Jeez.
It's 94-95 season.
That's crazy. I wouldn't have thought that for some reason. Yeah. I thought Jerry West was around a little longer than that. Or was he president, maybe?
He must have had some other
role. Yeah. Last one for me here. How many coaches ended 2015-2016 season with a career losing percentage? Is it 12, 9, 7, or 6?
There were some new coaches.
Right, which does count.
Yeah. What are the choices?
12, 9, 7, and 6.
I'm going 9.
That's right, Bob. They are Terry Stotts, Jason Kidd, Quinn Snyder, Jeff Hornacek, Alvin Gentry, Brad Stevens, Mike Malone, Brett Brown, and Earl Watson.
Yeah, Brett Brown's really going to have he should have an asterisk in the history books.
Yeah, he's down. Brett Brown is down there with the worst career losing percentages of all time. Not to any fault of his own.
Yeah. Getting paid, though.
Jason Kidd and Brad Stevens, I guess it makes sense with Stevens. He hasn't lost a ton more games than he's won, but those two, I just kind of thought.
Yeah, I was surprised Gentry is on that list.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, last question. I've already wrapped up this section, but I'll ask it anyways. In December 2012, the Memphis Grizzlies hired what ESPN writer famous for creating the stat PER to be their vice president of basketball operations?
It's John Hollinger.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let's get into our next segment. It's a fun one. TMZ.
Yeah.
Controversies and scandals. Okay, I'll ask the first question here. I forgot who's supposed to go, but I'll just take it. True or false, Matt, there is no footage of the fight between Blake Griffin and Matias Testi anywhere on the internet.
True.
True is the correct answer, unfortunately, for all of us.
Yeah.
I think you might get all of my TMZ questions.
You might get mine. Bob, what movie did Derek Fisher take Matt Barnes' ex and kids to see on Mother's Day? A, The Jungle Book. B, The BFG. C, Angry Birds. Or D, video game-inspired movie Ratchet and Clank.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is correct.
In the 2016 NBA Finals, LeBron James blocks Draymond Green. Green turned around and appeared to say to James, "Fuck you, you still a bitch though." True or false?
True.
False.
Oh man.
Though it did come out that Draymond called LeBron the B word, I actually think that story about him calling LeBron a bitch was a cover story for what actually happened.
Yeah.
He may have said, "Fuck you, you still a bitch," though, so I, you know, I could give you the points here if I'm being generous. But that quote actually came from Joakim Noah after being blocked by LeBron James in a regular season game, which is pretty ballsy to talk shit right after you just got blocked.
Sure.
"You still a bitch, though."
Yeah. You won this one, but hey. What is the total number of games the suspensions in the 2015-2016 season added up to?
For all players that were suspended?
Yeah.
Whoa.
A,
Marcus Cousins is half of them.
Yeah. A, 51. B, 46. C, 34. Or D, 29.
Where did you find this stat?
I mean, go deep on the internet.
Deep. 36.
Well, 34 was the question. Was
the correct answer?
Yeah. So I'll give you that because that's the what I said. 36 was not a.
That was not a choice.
Not a choice.
All right.
That all added up to $3.3 million in fines as well, in lost money.
You know what? What happens to that money?
I think, from what I hear, it gets put into a pool, and I think it. Maybe it goes towards the
goes
charity.
Out of Silver's pocket.
Yeah. It goes towards NBA charities, I think.
Oh, I like this question, Matt. What former 2003 Portland Trailblazer was pulled over and tried to use his basketball card as his identification?
So many choices here.
The 2003 Portland Trailblazers. Yeah. Like any one of them could have done this.
Right.
A, Quintel Woods. B, Bonzi Wells. C, Ruben Boomshay Boomshay. Or D, Chris Dudley.
Okay, this is tough because you sent me a link to a Boomshay Boomshay video, so I don't know if you're setting me up. I'm going to go with Bonzi Wells.
Correct answer, Quintel Woods.
Oh, man.
Although Bonzi, he might have done it too, you know. Okay, what do you got for me, Matt?
You're just mopping the floor with me here. True or false, Bob?
Okay.
DeMarcus Cousins led the league in suspended games with 4.
True.
That is false. Ty Lawson had 5.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which
tough
NBA...
year for Lawson.
Yeah, it's very tough. Year. I think you might get this one. Which NBA player took a job at Circuit City during his NBA rookie year? Is it A, Nick Young? B, Rasheed Wallace? C, Vernon Maxwell? D, Ron Artest?
That would be Ron Artest, Bob.
Correct.
He wanted the discount.
He just did a May 20th interview with thescore.com talking about the Circuit City.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "I was bored. I was partying a little bit too much. I was trying to find ways to stay grounded, so one of the things I did was apply for a job at Circuit City." He applied for the job citing NBA player as his prior occupation and then used general manager Jerry Krause's name as a reference. And he said, "I got the job, 50% discounts and things. I showed up one day. I worked. I helped some customers out."
That's great. I'd love if they actually called Krause for that reference. If you search their name in TMZ Sports, who has the most mentions?
Oh, man.
Derek Fisher.
Oh, okay.
Nick Young, Matt Barnes, James Harden.
Man, I was going to guess Gilbert Arenas, but that's not a choice. I'll say...
But to be fair, he was originally one of the choices I was thinking about.
Yeah, he's definitely up there. I'm going to say James Harden.
Oof, Nick Young.
Nick Young. Should've
so
known.
They, on the site, they have a thing that says TMZ Celebrity Sense. So since they popped up on TMZ Sports, and Nick Young has had 112 mentions since May 2013, and Harden only has 65 since June of 2014.
Wow.
Some of that might be L.A. related, too. Nick Young spends more time during the year here, so.
Sure. All right, Matt, you get this question right, you win the section. Oh, TMZ. Wow. Which NBA player was most recently suspended for marijuana?
Mitch McGarry.
Correct.
All right.
All right, two sections to one going into...
I have one more for you.
Oh, shoot. I could tie it then.
Okay. In game six of the Warriors-OKC series, what Steph Curry stat controversy took place? He should have gotten credit for an assist that would have given him a triple-double. A two should have been a three, and the over of 106.5 would have won. Riley Curry was only shown three times, and Vegas had an over-under of 5.5.
What?
Or, our last one, Curry was initially credited with 29 points when he actually should have had 31, and his over-under was 30.5.
The last one.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
This was a very confusing question. Basically, Draymond Green got credit for a basket he shouldn't have.
All right.
So that ties us up.
Well, you got the half point on that one question that I already forgot. So you'll take it with the fuck you. You're still a bitch, though.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Well, keeping it interesting, Matt.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
This is all stats from this season. True or false, Matt? Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was in the top five for players' minutes per game.
I'll say true. They were running out a bunch of minutes on that team.
True is correct. He was number four overall in NBA for minutes played, right behind Harden, Lowry, and Jimmy Butler.
True or false, James Harden led the league in points per game for the second straight year.
False, wasn't it, Curry?
Yeah, Harden led the league in total points both years, but not points
right.
per game.
Okay. True or false, the Houston Rockets were not in the top five for team three-pointers made last year. Not in the top five.
I'll say true.
It is false.
Oh.
The Rockets were tied for second. They made 10.7 three-pointers per game. However, they were 19th in the league in three-point percentage.
That seems more... right to me than yeah. second. To,
yeah. They made them, but they had jacked up a lot more of them.
I guess that
so.
Makes sense. If you shoot a lot of them, yeah. odds are you're going to make. Bob, who was the team with the biggest gain in victories last season from the previous season?
Oh, man, we should know that.
Is it A, the Hornets, the Knicks, the Pistons, or the Spurs?
Pistons.
No, Pistons were only plus 12.
It's the Hornets?
Hornets and Knicks both had a plus 15.
Ooh, that was a good question.
So, can I feed this straight into another question
okay,
for you?
Okay, sure.
Team with the biggest drop in victories.
Okay.
Suns, Pelicans, Nets, or Grizzlies?
Pelicans.
Oof, the Nets. Nets minus 17. The Pelicans dropped 15.
Okay, man. Well, you got a chance to take control here. Who won the most jump balls last season?
Oh, we talked about this.
A, Robin Lopez. B, Brooke Lopez. C, Andre Drummond. D, Steven Adams.
Wasn't it Steven Adams?
Steven Adams had the highest percentage.
Oh.
But Drummond actually led the NBA in jump balls won at 75 this year. Brooke Lopez was second with 70, and Adams was third with 65. From NylonCalculus.com, I want to work for them.
Yeah.
Who's counting all these jump balls?
Yeah. It's a weird way to watch games, I guess, because you're not watching the game as much as the actual
yeah.
things happen.
Oh, we got a jump ball!
Yeah. Not including Drummond, DeAndre, or Dwight. They're the worst three in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the worst free throw percentage? Free throw percentage. There, that's what I said.
Clint Capella.
Is it Nerlens Noel, Bismack Biyombo, Rudy Gobert, or Tristan Thompson?
Ooh. Thompson.
Ooh, Rudy Gobert with
57%. Damn.
Yeah, Capella wasn't
like, maybe he didn't shoot
top
enough
10. He might not have.
To be eligible, yeah. This year he will be.
Yeah.
He might shoot him underhanded. Okay, Matt, which player had the lowest opponent field goal percentage for shots he contested? This is also a big man question here. Minimum 500 minutes played, though. Okay, so lowest opponent field goal percentage. A, Cole Aldrich. B, Rudy Gobert. C, DeAndre Jordan. D, Roy Hibbert.
Oh, man.
Aldrich, Gobert, DJ, Hibbert.
I feel like you're just setting me up to say DeAndre, so I don't know. Wait, before I lock that in, let's say Hibbert.
Gobert.
Oh, so back-to-back whiffs on Gobert.
Yeah. Opponent shot 41% against Gobert, lowest in the league. Kevin Serafin was second at 41.7%. The guy who opponent shot the highest percentage against, Matt? Andrea Bargnani shooting 65.6% against him.
That's
probably
nuts.
It's probably about as tough a defense as the chair that was guarding Yi Zhilian.
Yeah, yeah, that's, man.
Oh, some of the other guys who are the worst of actual people who play, Blake Griffin and Ryan Anderson. Opponents shot 56.8% against them. And they just so happen to be the starting power forwards of my two favorite teams.
I could see that. We're really whiffing on this thing.
These are
here.
Tougher stats than we're expected to just know off the top of our head.
Bob, what was Steph Curry's highest scoring game this past season? February 27th at OKC with 52. October 31st at New Orleans with 53. February 2nd at Washington with 53. February 25th at Orlando with 51.
So did you make up one of these 53 games?
One of them is correct. The others are...
What are the two 53 games? Well, it's clearly not the 51 or 52 games.
Well, it could be. I mean,
they could. It's tricky. I think the 51 is his highest for this year.
It was at New Orleans with 53.
Damn.
So he, while looking at this, most of his highest scoring games came on the road.
Was that my last question in the section?
Yes.
I think it was. Okay. Well, if you get this right, Matt, you'll win. We only have answered one correct answer each so far.
Okay.
Which NBA player led the league in triple-doubles last year? You have no multiple choice.
Westbrook.
Westbrook had 18 triple-doubles.
That's nuts.
Draymond had 13. It was actually the first time since the 89-90 season that two players had 10 or more in the same season.
Wow. Do you know who those players were? Was it Magic and...
Magic and Bird.
Oh, Bird.
Yeah. Magic had 11 that year. Bird had 10.
89-90?
Yeah. It's the first time since then.
One of the last years that Bird's back wasn't absolutely crushing him to death,
right?
Maybe.
Okay, Matt, we're down to our last segment. You won that last one, so we are tied at two segments apiece.
Oh, this is the drama.
It all comes down to naming that fake quote. True or false, Matt? Andre Iguodala once told a room of Silicon Valley investors, quote, "Dance like the photo's not being tagged. Love like you've never been unfriended. Tweet like nobody's following." True or false, this quote can be credited to Andre Iguodala in a room full of Silicon Valley investors.
I'm going to say false.
Thank God that is false. Yes.
Yeah.
No, that stupid fucking quote is accredited to @PostSecret. Thankfully, Andre Iguodala say that.
Wait, what? PostSecret?
PostSecret, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But they have stupid quotes. Nice job not whiffing on that one.
Yeah. True or false? In 2015, Lance Stephenson said, "It would be a blessing to play in Brooklyn."
True?
That is true.
All right.
The sad part about that is he could be... Brooklyn needs players. and he has still not been signed.
Did he also say that about the other 29 teams?
Yeah. No, he said that in 2016 is when he made that call. Last year he was on a team.
True or false, Matt, Dennis Scott once told a group of summer campers, "Do not ask me for autographs. Ask me to explain the rage that's inside of me."
Dennis Scott, you say?
Dennis Scott.
I'll say true.
That is true. I have a follow-up question. It's not for any points. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, what do you think Dennis Scott would have said if a little kid in his summer camp asked him to explain the rage inside of him?
Yeah. How do you even... Yeah. He seems like such a unrage-filled guy.
This is on YouTube, by the way. If you haven't seen it, I would really recommend it. He's just walking back and forth, cussing and pretty much complaining. I assume if he's unhappy with his contract, is probably why all NBA players cuss at summer campers.
Ugh. Just almost spit soda on the microphone.
2 for 2, Matt.
Who said it? Here's the quote. "I mean, all these guys, like Barkley and them, talking about, oh, they wouldn't have done it." This is switch teams, join up on a super team. "Well, they was never free agents back in the day. Like, they didn't have the choice. Nobody wanted Barkley on their team because he was a loser." So that's what I think about that. Was it A, Jason White Chocolate Williams, B, J, Duke Williams, or C, Jason Shotgun Williams?
I think it was Shotgun Williams, wasn't it?
It was White Chocolate.
Damn.
I didn't know if that was a little uncouth to call this guy Jason Shotgun Williams, because he...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. He used a shotgun and he accidentally killed someone. That's
Jason Limo Driver Williams?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt. So I'm about to read you 4 quotes. 3 of them are from Gilbert Arenas. One of them is made up.
Okay.
A. "A woman gave my dad $400 so we can get an apartment. We were living in a park. That's how we started. $400, and look at me. When I donate a computer to a school, I never know what's going to come out of it." That's quote number one.
Okay.
Quote number two. "Did you read about Starbucks? No more Merry Christmas at Starbucks. No more. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks."
Okay.
Quote number three. "On the road, I eat hamburgers every day. The team tries to get me to eat differently, but no. Burgers, burgers, burgers. I like burgers. McDonald's burgers, Wendy's burgers, Burger King burgers. There's this one place in Canada. I even look at the schedule to find out when we play there. Best burger I've ever tasted. Real soft and sweet. I ate 12 of them in one night." And the last quote. "Everyone's having sex until they fall in love. When you fall in love, then it's making love." So we've got burgers, Starbucks, $400 for an apartment, and making love. Which one did not come from Gilbert Arenas?
The $400, Bob.
$400 is from Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, my other thought was the making love one.
The correct answer is Starbucks.
Oh,
which
okay.
actually came from a Donald Trump rally in November 2015.
Might as well be the same person in my eyes.
That was a tricky one.
That was. I could have seen Gilbert, you know. And nothing is out of the realm of Gilbert Arenas' possibilities.
That is true. That's what makes it so tough.
Name that fake DeMarcus Cousins tweet.
Okay. I love it.
"Lord, give me strength" is not on there.
Oh, yeah. Too easy.
"Remember, my handles are never ending, LOL, hashtag can't box boogie."
That's got to be true.
"If it's you and them, it's probably just you in the end."
Poignant.
"At Costa Kufus, my bad bro for leaving you hanging, hashtag high five." "Disney on Ice at Sleep Train Arena this weekend, !
Oh, it's got to be Disney on Ice.
No, the fake one is, "If it's you and them, it's probably just you in the end."
Oh, man.
He really did tweet Disney on Ice at Sleep Train Arena this weekend.
Wow. I hope you got paid to tweet that.
You should look at some of his tweets. Not the one, the at replies to people who have tweeted him, because people will talk trash to him, and he'll just say things like, yeah, well, your hair is stupid, and things like that.
Okay, Matt, now you have to name the fake Dwight Howard quote.
Brilliant.
Okay. First quote. As far as juicing goes, I've done it for a couple years. It's very good to cleanse the body. Doing the smoothies, getting the fruits and veggies in there just gives you more energy. You feel quite different after a couple weeks of doing it. Be consistent with it, and you'll see it really makes a difference. B, my team in Orlando was a team full of people who nobody wanted, and I was the leader, and I led that team with a smile on my face. Third one, the hardest thing to do is trust people. And the fourth quote, I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
Can you give me a quick synopsis of what we
So it's juicing.
Yeah.
Orlando was a team nobody wanted. The hardest thing to do is trust people. And I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Coke, trust, nobody wants, and juicing.
I'll say trust.
Trust is a Dwight Howard quote.
Yeah.
The fake quote, or the quote also from Donald Trump. I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
The gift that keeps on giving. Did you just go to it? You should start a website, Who Said It, NBA Player or Donald Trump. It's pretty good. Who said this quote here? I've really gotten into fashion, and ever since I got into the NBA, I feel like players are walking billboards. Was it Westbrook?
Mm-hmm.
Parsons? Swaggy P? Or John Wall?
I think it's either Parsons or Westbrook. I'm going to say Parsons.
You got it.
Yeah.
Chandler Parsons.
All right, Matt. Well, that ties us up at two correct answers apiece.
And this
I have
is the...
one question
Me
left
too.
For you.
Oh, this is great.
Comes down to the wire.
Yeah.
Name the fake David Stern quote, Matt. Okay, here we go. Free speech is against governments, not against the NBA. So
yes.
The players and coaches and indeed owners have been fined for their speech, which is costly rather than free. I sort of acknowledge that there is not free speech when you agree to work in the NBA. Next one. I'm not big on looking back beyond the moment in which decisions and events occur. I'm always pushing forward. Next one. I will never change this hairstyle. I like it. It fits my head. Those who criticize me are only losers and envy people. And it's not a wig. It's my hair. Do you want to touch it? Last one. Everyone knows that if you keep on making money, everyone's happy.
Oof, man.
Free speech, always pushing forward, I never changing my hairstyle, and keep on making money.
The money one.
The Donald Trump quote was actually, and it's not a wig,
no wig.
It's my hair.
No wig, yeah.
Do you want to touch it?
Oh, man. I remember that, because then right after that, he had a lady come on stage and pull his hair.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that at all? That happened.
I wish it were David Stern, but no, it's just Donald Trump.
The problem with quotes like that is Stern wasn't afraid to kind of mix it up, so he might like very well have said that. You know?
Did kind of look like a wig that Stern
yeah,
had too.
I did like the. I love that free speech thing. I remember him saying that. It's like, oh yeah, get it. I think you might.
I need this for the game, Matt.
I think you might take it here. Coach K was on JJ Redick's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that.
Yeah. There's a good one. So then you might actually get this here.
Okay.
Which one's the fake quote? Even my assistant coaches have a podcast.
John Shire.
Talking about practice at the Olympic team, he would tell the players, you do what you do, I'll watch you and learn.
Okay.
It would take a lot of those American Express commercials to make up the difference the Lakers would have paid me. Or on Tyler Hansborough, in practice, we would have student managers sit on each other's shoulders and dive around like maniacs.
Right.
Okay, so it's the assistant coaches have a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Then you do what you do, I'll watch you and learn. The American Express one, or in practice, we would have student managers sit on each other's shoulders and dive around like maniacs.
It's the American Express one.
No, that's the real one.
Oh, really?
The Tyler Hansborough is a fake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Did we end in a tie?
Yeah, that is a tie, Matt.
On the next episode of Brick House.
You know, if you corner a badger or a raccoon, they're liable to rip your face off, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the last question. You're now the one. No.
Yeah, thank you.
Basketball news is like our oxygen here at Brick House, and in August, our supply is being threatened to be seriously choked off here.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking for some... We may start acting like badgers, you know, or being forced into a corner to create NBA podcasts. So
sure.
We may not really be responsible for what comes next.
It's going to be a lot of test.
Well, we'll see what comes up on the next week of Brick House, because I really know as much as you listeners. Until then, enjoy your week.